small attempts done by people like us may bring a change in the consumer mindset and also in the industry mindset.
This is The Butterfly Effect, a podcast that shows the big impact a small action can do. Tali Orad is talking to those special people that make a difference with nature and trees.
Welcome, everyone, to The Butterfly Effect. My name is Tali Orad. I'm your host and your butterfly here. My special guest today is Shefali Dahel. Shefali is the founder of Ombre Crafts. She's also a designer and the mother of a five-year-old. Shefali started her career in 2004 after completing her graduation in fashion design from JD Institute of Fashion Technology, Delhi, and a certificate in personal fashion styling from London College of Fashion. Her company was founded with the objective to cater to the lifestyle of modern women and showcase the work of weavers as a global platform through stores and online presence in different countries. Her vision for it has been to create everyday clothing for the festival called Life, made in a social, sustainable way. Till now, Ombre Crafts has supplied clothing line to more than six countries, worked with more than 1,000 individual clients, and have worked with more than 35 B2B clients, including retail brands, boutiques, and domestic and international level, and derived input from the weavers and artisans of six plus states. Welcome, Shefali, to the Butterfly Effect.
Thank you so much, Tali. It's my honor to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here with us today so we can talk about sustainability in the fashion industry.
Yes.
And maybe before we dive into your contribution to the change, we can talk a bit about what's going on in that field. How polluting is the fashion industry?
I would first say that I am no expert. All that we are trying today, I think, is a small attempt to probably make people more aware of what's happening the way it is. And there are problems and then there are solutions. Let's see how far we have been able to do something, okay, in a meaningful way. So right now, if we see the fashion industry is supposedly it's like second most polluting industry after the oil one.
Wow.
It's becoming a very serious environment hazard. The chemicals which are being used through the process of the life cycle of a garment, those chemicals are put into water, oceans, just like that, into the air. So it is a serious danger to the aquatic life out there and to anyone, because it's there in the air also. So this is like very small compared to the figures if you read them.
And do you see any trends towards change and make it more sustainable and more environmentally friendly?
So we know that this danger is real. We know that we need to take actions. In a very, very objectively, if I have to say the points, people are going towards certification. There are standards that you have to do the textile production in a certain way. So there are standards developed by government-related agencies and private agencies, like GOTS. There are many standards. And it means that if you're GOTS certified, it means that you are following certain norms of sustainability and you are minimal or no harm is done to the environment.
And is that local certificate or is it a global?
GOTS is global. But Tali, I see that in US, there are two more companies. Here locally in India, I see, one company that approached me. So both are happening. The idea is people are trying their best to somehow quantify the impact and then help the companies develop those, like you have those computer-related systems, they are helping those sustainability-related systems into the companies so things can be measured. Once measured, people know that are they sustainable or not.
Right. So we talked a little bit about dyeing, the dyeing process that affects the water. But another thing that I see is there was a drop in garment prices over the last 20 years.
Fast fashion, yes.
And it allows us to buy more and more clothes. And if you open my closet versus if you open my grandma's closet, you'll see a fraction of clothing in her. And I try not to buy so much. And yet, right, we do buy more and more. So there is another issue that I see besides that. And I'm wondering if the industry is doing anything in that direction.
So the industry and the consumer, they are together. There is this professor, Otto Van Busch, I think. He talks about this theory. He says that if you want to do anything in the environment, you also have to see the social makeup of that person and that person's mental, like the psychology also. Mm-hmm. So in order to probably do something in the sense that a consumer is saying that I am getting bored or nothing is working for me, let me just buy this. This is doable for me. Click on an online thing and this one comes home. Mm-hmm. The society has set a standard which is like, if you wear this, then you are part of us. Or this particular dress is in. And then I want to save the environment, but all these things are coming in the way. So do you realize that they are together? They're going to go hand in hand. Does it make sense to you?
Yes, but on one hand, I'm thinking a clothing store will want to make money. So they'll want to sell as much as they can. So they'll advertise and they'll support those trends. They'll get celebrities to support those, to wear their clothes, right? And so regular person will want to buy, and it's not so expensive. Not to mention sometimes the quality of it is not so good. So between seasons, you will have to change and you will have to buy something new because the zipper broke, because there is a fading in color. So I'm assuming that the drop on the prices is not just because things became cheaper. It's also because the quality is much less. So we are consuming more and more. And with that, we are polluting. So we're supporting those the polluting of water, but also the amount of garbage, because what are all the clothes are going to? So I feel like there is more than just the what meets the eyes in that problem.
I would say that it's completely true what you are saying. The only thing some people are doing is, one is a very act of monitoring what's happening. Then there are people who have told these companies to be, to declare a target, like till 2030, there are 6+ brands which are globally recognized. They have committed to pick up 100% of their sourcing from recycled materials. The thing is, if I really empathize with these large sharks in the garment industry, what do they do if they have a demand? I understand how it happened. Okay, not to get into that. But now these people are like, the recycle producing factory, material producing factory is also not ready. So I can only empathize that, it's a fact. We can't ban them. But yes, that awareness or that invitation and discussions like these small attempts done by people like us may bring a change in the consumer mindset and also in the industry mindset, the manufacturer's mindset.
Okay, so you say there one of the trends is basically reusing those fabrics, those already worn garments, to repurposing it to something else. This is
recycling. What you have understood is right. But these industrialists, they are thinking how to recycle the used garment into a new yarn. And then again, from yarn to further fabric and then to the outfit. This is one way. Another way is that when certain materials like cotton, they are manufactured, the waste from them is also being repurposed to turn into another fabric.
Okay. So what's the barriers? What's stopping everybody from doing it?
Technically, sometimes the fabric is not enough. They are used to 20,000 meter. The kind of recycling factory we have been able to arrange can only give total 10,000, and there are 5 takers with 20,000 meters.
Mm-hmm.
One factor. Second, sometimes the cost is far more than a synthetic material that they were used to doing. So are they ready? Have they partnered with the customer? Like, you may understand today, but 5 years before, would you pay me double or 1.5 times? Maybe, may not be. Then sometimes because of recycling or natural processes, they are not able to achieve the same look, like what a stretchable synthetic material can fit sometimes. You know, we are not able to do that in hand looms. So that customer mindset has to go through a big change, I can say. There's so many factors in play.
So big brands cannot apply that because there's not enough in terms of material.
One of the factors, yes. I thought that if the customer is explained the value of a piece which is sustainably produced, like it is good for the environment, it is good for your skin. All these things brought together, it's a fashionable statement. You know, if you wear something which is naturally created, you feel different. This people realize in a very subtle way, but they do realize. I have clients who respect natural fabrics over period. Initially, there are reactions sometimes, you know, the fabrics don't feel how they have been wearing their other synthetic material. The fabric feels different. So I felt that this dialogue will be on many levels for us to be able to slightly, you know, make way for the light to enter. You understand? Light and air to enter in a pure way.
Yes. So what do you do at Ombre Crafts? How do you bring sustainability to your designs?
From the beginning, started Ombre Craft in the year 2015, thinking that I'm going to use the work of weavers and artisans, have all natural fabrics, and, you know, dress up modern women who are going to offices, who are entrepreneurs, who are doctors, lawyers, pilots, and people like you, for example. Mm-hmm. So what we do is, it's a given that we are going to operate within these lines. So the fabric sourced are definitely from, are either recycled or mm-hmm. they are from weavers and artisans. And these are the people who we know. So we know your piece is coming from safe places. What we are claiming, it's true. Mm-hmm. Then after the fabric is procured or woven, the way we make the outfit, our team is like, you know, the way we handle them, it's different. And then when it goes to the consumer, whether the consumer is an individual like you or a company, like a B2B thing,
mm-hmm.
both cases, we continue the association. So what happens is, if it is a person like you, we'll get feedback. We'll know what's happening. So if we have done something not so right, we have a scope to do better. If it's an organization, we tell them that, did you sell well? We need your feedback. Once we get their feedback, we know what to do next so that they are able to make sales. So in a way, you are not so tense as a company that if we buy from Ombre Craft, what will happen, you know? So we mm-hmm. are like together. We are together in this. And lastly, I have seen over period that, you know, in India, we had demonetization some years ago. We have faced lockdown and a lot of things went haywire. We sailed through, like God's grace, we sailed through because we have a niche, you know, like a niche audience.
Mm-hmm.
And all we know is if we are able to do firstly what we are doing in a right way, we have a good feedback mechanism. Thirdly, if we want some new customers or, you know, like whatever, it's always like, you know, the companies need us if we are able to do the right kind of awareness campaigns, we are not worried about marketing in today's time, wherein a lot of, I can say, money goes. We are able to, you know, use that energy elsewhere in a constructive way.
And is your customer local in India or are they all over the world?
I work with people from 6+ countries. Now, these are the people who are like, let's say they are the business owners, they are aspiring designers, and they are retail shop owners. Now, they are B2B also, B2C also. Like, for example, in Middle East, I have worked with Dubai and Kuwait and Qatar.
And how do you make sure your supply chain is sustainable as well?
Not just me, Tali. There are many companies which are giving today inputs in a digital way. So the first process, the first stage, which is like pre-idea stage, is done digitally. The outfit can also be shown in a digital way in today's time. What we do at Ombre Craft, we straight away, the moment an inquiry comes or we feel we want to collaborate with someone, we educate them about our methods of working. In a way, we show them the advantages of sustainable working and how we are taking care of our people here, which also includes the clusters of weavers and artisans. And then, you know, let's say this client wanted us to do 3 collections with them. The moment we have shown them our large portfolio, they decided to do 1 collection with a certain cluster, which meant the work went to them. And once the collection was ready, it was supplied back to the client and they okayed it. The kind of communication we do, sometimes it's on video call and all, they understand what we are doing. Their trust is very important to us. We also ask them that, you know, how would you like to package this? Do you want us to give you something from the leftover fabric or something from the natural fabric? And then we ourselves sometimes extend this little extra help of giving them information about the process of making of a garment, which helps them in marketing their pieces and educating their team. So the sales process is not so in loops. But the most important or tricky part is the client and we take a lot of time to be on the same page sometimes.
And what is your biggest challenge right now?
I wish we can create more awareness for brands like Ombre Craft who are naturally working with weavers and artisans. We would like to reach out to more countries and more people.
Okay, so it's more of awareness. People are not more aware.
More of awareness of the advantages of, you know, working with such endeavors.
Let's talk a little bit about the consumer. We have power, right, as a consumer for change. How can we be more sustainable?
Pass it on. Buy recycled pieces or buy pre-owned pieces. All those conversations are good conversations. Because people have, according to me, started feeling. They've started feeling. Earlier, it was like, I don't know. This impulse is very, to me, very external, that I go, I buy, I don't think. Now, the brands have started thinking because there is a global movement that if you don't do it, we will take an action. And the action is going to be very serious to their overall well-being and financial status. So the brands are very careful. So this whole movement now, I feel, is taking us all more towards the center. Which is like overall, if you see the sustainable development goals, it is like overall health, well-being.
There is a quote by Gandhi coming to mind for me now, and I hope I quote him correctly, which says, "There is no beauty in the finest cloth if it makes hunger and unhappiness." How can we be more sustainable and more humane in this process?
it has to be environment friendly, it has to be efficient, it has to be cost effective, a sustainable design, like it has to meet these standards. Now, when we talk about sustainability, for the larger benefit, it is simply that you meet your own demand, your own need, without compromising on the need of the future generation. Which means, like in our case, we have simplified it. The kind of fabrics we procure, they are from reliable people. We know that they are going to last longer. Then we know that the a lot of pieces, we are getting them woven from the weavers and artisans. And I don't know, for some reason, I feel they do things with so much care and love. They will not compromise on a lot of things. The piece will last generations. The third thing is recycled fabric. A lot of our clients till date bring like their mom's sari or their scarf or sari from their trousseau. The bridal collection in India is like worth a few millions, I can say, a lot of times. So they'll bring that to us. What we do is, with a lot of diligence, like the fabric is strong, we check a few things in the fabric, that will it look nice, is it trendy still, is it going to last at least, if not much, one or two seasons, like that. We tell them that you can get something done, and we see a pride in them. It's not that they have reused so they look down. There's some kind of belongingness or pride we see in people. I take a lot of pride in making something from my mom's sari, because the fabric somehow still stands the test of the time.
So any tips?
You know, you can easily talk about wearing an article more than one time, definitely. You can think of exchange, but all this can be done in a very fun way rather than, you know, preachy way, that you exchange clothes and talk about it on social media, and you can donate. There are websites from where you can rent today. Like in India, people have started, renting the wedding attire, which used to be very expensive. So it's such a cool thing to do. Then, you can demand certification. You can just ask the people you love to buy clothes from that, are you certified, you know, in any way when it comes to sustainability? Not really to rub anyone in a wrong way, but to simply, if you are aware, you say your point. It's just like that, that voice, if it's firm and clear, I feel that it does create right ripples.
Right. So if I sum up, is wear your clothes more than once. I would just say that when you stand in that fitting room, just look at the garment and think, am I going to wear it 30 times or more? Swap with a friend or rent or go secondhand, and check where it's coming from, if this business is sustainable, right? Or am I missing something?
There'll always be more ideas. Like, you know, you can style them differently. Like the same t-shirt can be worn in three different settings. You know, you can recycle the t-shirt into a bag for your groceries. Today, more than ever, everything is there on YouTube or Pinterest. So it's just, I feel it starts with that you withdraw. You listen to that voice. If you really want to, you'll find out ways how to, you know, start with yourself and then create awareness.
Yes, and be creative. I mean, be, as you said, it's play with it. Do fun stuff with it, right?
It could be we learn from the consumers as organizations. It could be that they inspire us.
Right. And how do you inspire your customers?
I don't know. How do I inspire them? All I know is that there are many people who've become almost like family to me. Almost like family. Like Ombre Craft and my daughter are of same age. So we have never stopped working and we don't feel it is work for us. So we do recycling like fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have been doing recycling of saris into wearable outfit. One day someone told me that there is a alumni meet. So she threw bed covers, bed sheets, stoles, scarves, and laces. And she was like, make outfits. And I got a brainwave. I made 5 outfits, you know, and they freaked out. And it was, I think, a 69 batch or something like that. So we wrote 69 also with fabric on it.
So cool.
So there's no one way, but I feel it is two way. When I listen to women entrepreneurs' story and their endeavors and their story of struggle, I think I get inspired to not stop only. It's like I want to grow old with this adventure of recycling and, you know, the sustainable movement.
So what's next? What are you working on right now for continuing having a sustainable fashion?
So we're doing this collection. It's got versatile pieces, which means you can wear it in different settings. Like it's got a jacket, it's got a red carpet dress, it's got a dress that you can wear to office, and a trouser and one wrap. Like 5 pieces, different colors, all sustainably mm-hmm. sourced. Amazing thing is it's got jeweled, colorful butterflies on it.
That is cool.
So there's this little quote, if you give me a chance, I'll speak.
Yeah, please.
So if I knew it's all about dreams, I would have been this beautiful, colorful, sparkling, golden butterfly.
So it's sustainable and it's inspiring. I love it. Now, I ask all my guests before we finish for me, it's the inspiring tree, but for you, is your favorite tree. So Shefali, what is your favorite tree?
So mine is Gulmohar tree.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is, its origin is India, and it's got stunning flowers, orange, red color. What I love about it is, I think it's low maintenance. You just see so much beauty on the road. The most amazing part is, when they fall off, they are equally amazing. I don't know. They just beautify everything. So this is what I love. Like butterflies, it's like so much color, so much beauty, and so stunning they are.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Shefali, for inspiring us to be more sustainable. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for all your patient listening and being an inspiration yourself.
And thank you everyone for joining me today. We are all beautiful butterflies, each in his and her individual ways. I wanted to thank you for joining me today in this episode. I really appreciate you coming on this journey with me, and I hope you can join me next time. And remember, it only takes a small action to make a big difference. Be a butterfly.
And that's all for this episode. Thank you for joining us today. Please subscribe to hear more of our stories of change.